Don and Raheel with Dell are on ESPN 97.5.
Man, we tried so hard to reverse the curse.
Wait, were they not at least competitive?
Yeah,
I saw one guy on Twitter thanked us. At least this game was competitive. Thanks, guys. Thanks for trying.
It didn't look that way in the first inning. It seems like, and Julia mentioned this too yesterday, there's just something about this ballpark. As soon as they walk in, there's bad karma after that series last year where they got here and got swept. There's something about this place, man. It happened in the first inning, too. I've never seen anything like it. That pass ball that bounced off the ground off of Castro's gear and into the crowd, a pass ball, I've never seen it hop the big netting.
Yeah.
That was the first time I've seen that. That's only here in Arlington.
It's unbelievable. That's a small area behind home plate, which definitely helps the pitcher, helps the hitters. That's why there's so many runs scored here. There's not a lot of room. And plus, you got a really big, fat first baseman who can't catch pop-ups in foul territory. So there's a lot of runs scored here. But the first inning, oh, my God. Catch the ball. Marwin, what are you doing? I mean, it's like you guys forget. I don't know if you know this. It's kind of a big deal to hit and catch and pitch. How many pitches in that first inning did Fires bounce up there?
There's at least three. At least three.
There were five.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. It was unbelievable. And then I'm seeing guys complaining about Castro. Castro was under siege yesterday. There were 40 balls that hit him in the face or the arm or bats. Prince Fielder hit him with a bat. He had to block every Fires pitch because he couldn't throw it 60 feet, 6 inches. I mean, it's like, what? It's like it was unbelievable. And then they got back in it, and then they did more stuff.
Yeah, as soon as it went to the bottom of the ninth, we just knew. Like, there's just a bad feeling.
Well, as soon as Correa couldn't get that ball out, I swear to God, I go, that's going to cost them.
Yeah, you did. And that again, it's those little things.
It's unbelievable.
Just here, you have to play perfect baseball when it matters, and they didn't. And, you know, at least they were competitive and –
a positive. They were competitive.
They were competitive, and Altuve, man. If we were lucky enough yesterday to have great seats, and we were right behind home plate, to see Altuve do it up close, it's incredible, man. That guy is we're living in a great era right now for Astros baseball. Altuve's doing,
he's outstanding.
To see it in person that close, I've never seen it that close because
you
I've
don't
sat
sit that
down
close?
I've never sat that close to see Altuve, his size, to do what he's doing. It's incredible, man. We got to appreciate that a little bit more. The other thing, when he was on first behind Prince Fielder, like it was a total eclipse of the Altuve.
Yeah.
You couldn't see him. That's how the size difference is tremendous.
Yeah. And, he was Prince.
Prince, covered him. You couldn't see Altuve.
Tweeted out that picture and Chance put a little baby Altuve running down the first. That's terrible,
yeah.
Chance. Don't do that kind of stuff. But, they just made way too many mistakes. And, oh, by the way, oh, my God. My head is going to explode if they have a runner on third and less than two outs and don't score them. It's unbelievable. This team leads the history of the world in less than two outs, runner on third, less than two outs, and not score.
John and Raheel with Dell, ESPN 97.5.